countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
This week, world leaders gathered in Normandy to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day, one of the most important days in the history of the Second World War. Also this week, the community in Camphile in County Wexford remembered the bombing of the local co-op in August 1940. And 20 years ago, a local man who was there said what he saw, or told Colm Keane for RTÉ Radio 1 what he saw on that day in 1940.
I was at my dinner and someone came in. They said there's a plane hovering overhead. So we all rushed out to see it. And the next bloody thing there was three bombs. Very same as jam jars. We thought they were jam jars coming from the plane. The next thing, bang, bang, bang.
Well, John Flynn is the chairman of Camphile Historical Society. John, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Morning, Damien. No bother.
The bombs fell at lunchtime on the 26th of August 1940. How much damage did the bombs do?
Well, three of them, the first three that fell, two of them, just two of them exploded, and the first one that exploded destroyed the creamery and the restaurant, which was situated overhead, and the second one to explode then fell on the railway line just beside the co-op, and an awful lot of damage.
Yeah, there were casualties. Three local young women.
That's right, Mary Ellen and Kitty Kent and Kathleen Hurley. The three of them were killed in the restaurant, but fortunately nobody out in the yard was, there were a few hurt, but fortunately there could have been more killed, but
just those three. But had it been a few minutes earlier, there would have been more casualties, because it had gone just past lunchtime, so the restaurant had emptied out, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was about 10 to 2 in the afternoon, and as it happens, a lot of people, they lived in a hostel, we say they stayed in a hostel during the week across the road, and they used to eat in the restaurant. And then a lot of other people would have went home for the lunch, the ones living locally. Yeah. So, as it happened, at 10 to 2, a lot of them, the majority of them had left the restaurant. Right. But Kitty Kent, when she worked in the drapery, and she was delayed by a customer. So, by the time she got in for her lunch, her friends that she would have normally been eating with, were already left. God. So that's what happened. Poor Kitty to be there.
Yeah, she was a bit late going in. Well, here's a local eyewitness recalling in that documentary from 20 years ago the funerals of the young women.
I remember the funeral in Ballycullen was the first one of Kathleen Hurley, and there was thousands, literally thousands of people around, because at that time there was bicycles and donkeys and carts and pony and carts, but there were very few motor cars, but the place was actually thronged with people. Well, then in the afternoon with the two Kent sisters, that place was completely blocked up altogether. And then all the co-op staff from the different branches of Ballywilliam, Bore, Aldross, Fuchs Mill, Duncan, and Euros, they had been all there on lorries. And they had formed a guard of honour, so the funeral, but it was very, very sad. It's just like, I would have been, you know, as a young lad, well known down there, and often got the tea from him or something, some niceties when they go into him, you know, but it was terrible sad. It was a real personal loss.
Now, of course, there is a commemoration that co-op is 100 years old, celebrating its centenary. That's Shelburne Co-op. It's now part of Glanbia, John. Just going back to 1940, was this an accident, a stray German bomber dropping bombs on neutral Ireland, mistaking it for Wales, or was it purposeful?
It's purposeful, Damien. We produced a book in 2010 about the bombing of Camphile, and we got the report, the military archive, in the military archives, from the G2 report, and they were under no doubt, of no doubt that was deliberate, because, I mean, it was a day, just a sunny, bright, sunny August day, and not a cloud in the sky, and we know from old maps and photographs of the plane, the Heinkel 101, that would have been used at that time, and there was no way that they could not have known that we're over Ireland, you know. So it was the G2 report is definite that it was deliberate. And there was, as it happened, then there were two planes that came in formation, you know. So, like, if one plane was lost, fair enough, but not the second one, you know.
Yeah, so it was a warning to us not to be supporting
supplying goods to the to the British government. If we were neutral, we were neutral, and you can't have a foot in both camps, basically, is what we're saying.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. All right, well, as I said, it's remembered as part of the centenary of Shelburne Co-op down there in Campile, which is now part of Glanbia. And John Flynn, chairman of the local historical society, I know you're a postman, so Saturday is usually your lie-in, so thanks, sir. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
No, well,
all right, thanks very much indeed for that.